Yay! Hello.
Yeah.
Look who's back. Hey! Fucking Best of British home.
Fucking the amount of people. Even people there started me about it.
It was very, very funny. Did the organisers ever say anything?
No, but I don't think they got what was going on.
Right.
Because I had explained it to Luke Benson too, a little bit into it. Because he was giving thumbs up and I go, this is Nelson. This is all Nelson. He goes, I was thinking what was going on. I seen Mary Tobin like a couple of them, like three best British lads you could ask for.
And she was liking
it and I was like, oh no.
Amazing.
I couldn't tell.
What was this thing about like the person that ran your show lives next door to you?
Oh God, it was so funny. One of the showrunners, she, in the last day, of course, typical, nobody asking anybody to anything. It's like, oh, Edinburgh. Oh yeah. Whereabouts in Edinburgh you stay? And I was like, Roseburn. And she was like, I'm from Roseburn. And then I was like, well, I live beside, like, there's only so many little places. I live beside Roseburn Place, just beside the barn. She goes, it's the road I live on. So the showrunner basically lives two doors down.
Shit.
Yeah, didn't know that until the very last day. And I was like, anyway, see you around, am I?
Why was she in Australia then?
And nearly everybody that worked front of house.
On that street.
they were all shipped out. Like everybody that was working in all the shows were all like in the other venue we had, what the person's from Dundee and two
really?
People that live in Edinburgh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It was a lot of Scots out doing all the
big Scottish population and
yeah, yeah. And I think loads of them come over because they've had so much experience with the fringe. They're like, well, let's do Adelaide's as well.
Aye. Is Adelaide like in terms of the size of it compared to the fringe, sound would be the Adelaide Festival? It's just a smaller fringe.
Like it's very different. It's way more chilled and like
is it? Aye.
Way more chilled.
Do people still lose their fucking minds about reviews and shit like that or awards?
There was awards, but I don't think it's like I didn't really hear of anybody like talking about you need the award. Like they do award every week. They were doing weekly awards, just
that's
got
class.
Like, best show this week is this.
That's amazing. That's just a brilliant way to do
it. It is, because then nobody really sings and, you know, you just stick it on the posters and everything.
I'd love if they did that in Edinburgh.
People
would lose their minds.
yeah. Show of the week.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
How was your flight? Because you're on a plane for... I didn't know... I was trying to explain to the kids. You had a stopover.
I had a stopover for 3 hours in Doha.
I was telling the kids you were on a plane for a full 24 hours.
Yeah, no, it was 14 and a half hours, then 2 hours, and then eight or something like that.
Aye.
Or eight, yeah. I think it was eight. Yeah, so the whole thing was... technically 22 hours on it. About 21, 22 hours on the...
Were they good?
I love them. I love long haul flights. I fucking just like...
Can't get enough of them.
I know, yeah. I was going to tell you the films. I went and like watched... I watched four films on one leg.
Uh-huh.
And like... I wanted to watch something good, but the choice wasn't that good on the way back. So I watched Inception off the bat because I hadn't seen it in a long time. It was like one of the big ones there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I'm going to watch dog shit now for the rest of it. So after that, I got, I watched Journey to Mysterious Island.
Yeah, seen that.
The Rock and fucking Josh Hutcherson and Selena Gomez. And
is fucking Jack Wilhelm not in that as well?
No, that's the Jungle one.
That's Jungle Cruise, yeah.
So Jungle Cruise, this and Jumanji are all just the same film.
Yeah.
Basically, same shit, right? So that was dreadful, but enjoyable. And then I watched a movie called Freelance.
Don't know.
I watched Freelance because I was like... John Cena stars in it.
No.
And then Alison Brie. I love Alison Brie.
I don't know who she is.
Just sexy, funny girl.
Alison Brie.
Yeah. Like the cheese. No. So Alison Brie and John Cena in like some sort of like CIA operative caught out in a make-believe South African country. There's a military coup and he's trying to protect her and she's a journalist. Great crack.
That sounds good.
It was nonsense, but... Yeah. Good crack.
Yeah.
And then the last one, which was great, was called Lights Out. And apparently it's not out at the moment. And it's Scott Adkins and Frank Grillo.
Oh, yes.
Talk about a dick flick.
Yes.
Loved it.
Yes.
It did Romeo Must Die stuff. Do you remember Romeo Must Die, where he punches it and next thing you see like an x-ray and the jaw cracking shit like
That's
that.
Fucking class.
I was like, great stuff.
I had to turn, it's the first time I've turned off in a long time. It was a Gerard Butler film. I think it's called Last Seen Alive. And it was something, I think it was made by Sky for Sky.
Oh, God.
And I watched it because my dad's got Sky, and so he pays for, like, multi devices and shit, so I watched films on it.
Yeah.
And Gerard Butler and his wife, she goes in, he's putting petrol in the car, and she goes in to buy some water, and then she just fucking disappears. And then,
sounds good.
So it sounds intriguing, but good God.
Shite
dog. Fucking dog shit. Like, just, oh my God.
It's like there's a lot of those straight-to-thing movies you don't even know exist until you go on a plane.
Aye.
Or like you know, if you watch, like, Bruce Willis's last 10 years.
Yeah,
You just never heard of these films.
Fuck, yeah. Like, and I watched another one, right, called Hypnotic, right? So it's got Affleck and Bill Fichtner in it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I'm like, Affleck, still a big star, Affleck.
Yeah.
Right. So I was like, how have I never heard of it? But because they don't have straight-to-video shit anymore, they just have this stuff. And then so I was like, I don't know if this will be any good. I've never heard of it. Fucking Robert Rodriguez was the director. So I was like, this must be decent. Fucking awful.
Yeah, awful film.
It's about people who have a hypnotic, they're not just hypnotists. They aren't able to just convince people of something. They are able to completely alter the world.
Yeah.
By their hypnotic power.
Fucking hell.
And it was utter, I can't explain how shite it was.
Fuck's sake.
Like, oh my God.
I turned off one hour, tried to watch Gunfight at Rio Bravo. And I was like, this sounds like a good Western. And then the first scene was just like guys rushing, doing a bad Russian accent.
That's
the
Russian
cowboy.
That's literally just mixing most Western gunfight at Rio Bravo for a few dollars more.
Yeah. Fuck's sake. A fistful of bone tomahawk. I just watched it. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, he's driving a cart and then two guys come up to rob him in the first scene and they're like, why don't you get off your cart, foreigner? And I was like, fuck off.
Foreigner?
I was like, what the fuck's this? He didn't even say anything, first of all. He is Russian, but he never said
anything.
He's
Russian?
So, yeah, a Russian cowboy.
In the Wild West?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch enough for it to be explained. I just thought it was gash. I was like, let's pull out now before you get into this.
We did a thing just before. So since we've got back in the studio, we were obviously so excited because we didn't have to do it online and we didn't have the syncing problems and stuff. So we're like, fucking yes, back in Danny's studio. Excellent. When we got here, there was no cameras because, quite rightly, Kai has taken all these good cameras to India.
He's like, back on normal power. And we thought we were back on a level.
So we found a camera, but then we couldn't find a tripod. So then, and also I forgot the new stands I've bought for the backdrop. So this is sellotaped up again, but with actual sellotape this time.
Yeah.
And then we couldn't find a tripod for the camera. So Colin had the idea where we push two chairs together and balance it on top of that and then sellotape the camera to the chairs. But the fabric of the chairs wouldn't hold the sellotape. So now it is perched atop a bin.
Just a bin upside down. I'm taking a picture of it for them. It is literally a fucking, look how shite that looks. That's behind the curtain that nobody wants to see.
And then after that, we found a set of the keys to get into the studio. Colin showed me them, and it's got like that fucking geeky wee dice Dungeons and Dragons shit.
Yes, Dungeons and Dragons.
They all play. So that annoyed me anyway. So, and I was kind of rifling about these shelves up here. And I found this wee canister, and it said smelling salts on it, right? And it said extremely powerful ammonia. So I was like, what the fuck is this? So then I opened it and took a sniff of it. And Jesus Christ, because you did it as well, I honestly felt like I'd been stabbed immediately in the brain.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I didn't know. They must have been trying it, you know, because they've been trying like chilies and stuff. So they must have been trying smell
salt. It's fucking
insane. It felt like an entire swimming pool. I felt like it was like the smell of chlorine kind of a little bit. It just went right up like a jag for your... Is it just for waking people up?
I don't know.
It makes it sound like he's R. Kelly and people.
Get it down all day again. I'll try to do that. Because it only goes up one nostril. See if it'll do the other nostril this time. As a seasoned Popper's aficionado. This should be fine for me. It's called Cerberus. The three-headed dog. Right.
Okay. Fucking. You've got to try and, like...
Right. Fucking, I can smell it from here. Oh,
oh, no, I'm not doing it. I didn't do it properly there. That'll wake you up.
Fucking hell. You know what? It's exactly like... That must be what's in hair dye. Because, like, whenever I've done my hair myself, I've been mixing up, like, the stuff.
There's an ammonia in that in bleach, yeah.
Aye, and I get, like, a... And then that's, like... But it's nothing like that.
Yeah. It kind of, like, kills. It feels like it kills the bridge of your nose
that
as well.
That one wasn't as bad.
Yeah.
Because this... I've got a cold, so this nose is more blocked up than that one, but...
Mine went up one nostril, too, and I was, like, I don't think I had a...
Anyway.
I can still feel it here. Ooh. And I haven't even done it properly.
Who, daddy?
Who had they?
Any other chat before?
Nah.
I was in London. I was in Newcastle on Thursday night, which was fucking class. Like, if you're at the Newcastle show, it was a proper best show, solo show I've ever done, actually.
Great.
Just everyone was proper up for it. And then I went out with Al Stevenson.
Yeah, I know Al's great. Yeah.
See, he was opening for me and he was fucking excellent. So we went out after that. And then London on the Friday. So Gareth was on as well. He was doing the Comedy Store on the Thursday night. So we met up and then we did the gig and then we stayed in the bar and Gareth was getting served the worst pints of Guinness I have, like, comically bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know, like, not even, like, they don't know how to serve Guinness. It's almost like they're purposefully trying to piss you off.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
It was, yeah. Oh, God. And then Tom was supposed to be coming along, Tom Houghton. And he'd kind of messaged me saying that he wasn't feeling that great. And I was like, listen, don't fucking stress yourselves. No point in getting here if you're going to feel like shit. But then his pal Naz, Osmanaloo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I think so. Osmanogly,
yeah. He came along and I'd not seen him since Kai Stag do.
Yeah, yeah.
That man is a force of nature. Jesus, he's like you've drawn an old English character from like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like not a Carry On film, but like a... Bloody lovely to see you chaps again! Fucking...
And he's, what is it? He would have been heir to the Ottoman Empire
if
it hadn't fallen 100 years ago.
I was asking him about
how... he's doing improv.
I was asking him how rich he actually was. And he's one of those people that's not... Tom's kind of like this. They're not cash rich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like statist. Aye. It's all sitting somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But fuck me. And then we went back to Tom's.
It's all robbed.
Yeah, yeah. And then we went back to Houghton's and... Houghton, typically as Houghton is, a girl he'd been messaging on the apps just came round his house at 3 a.m. So as you do, like,
yeah,
it's fucking like that. Me and Gareth were just sitting there going, and then at one point, right, they were flirting with each other and obviously trying to chat each other up, and Tom starts asking her if she knows what the Wombles are. Right, and we both looked at each other and went, "The fuck is he talking about?"
Why would?
And she was like, "No," and we're like, "Why would she?"
What? Yeah, yeah.
Why the fuck would she? And then he explained that because she was Bulgarian, and one of the Wombles is called Uncle Bulgaria, and I was like, "I kind of see your, I can."
It's real still fucking stretch.
It is, but then me and Gareth were just like so annoyed, going, "The fucking shit you can come out with." But still know that you're going to end up with this girl is fucking infuriating. Like, absolutely fucking infuriating.
Womble chat, that's great.
Like, if you were that charming and, like, decent looking and rich, you push the boundaries.
You're Tom.
But if you knew you were your status basically guaranteed that you were going to get laid, you would see what kind of nonsense shit you would... Like,
It's like me back home with the IRA.
Yeah.
Work my free certain times.
I would
Dundalk.
If I was that kind of status and I went out on a date with someone, I would exclusively talk about how the Ultimate Warrior tarnished his own legacy. It could have been one of the greats. It could have been top 10, but no, he couldn't stay off the juice. The man was a lunatic at the end.
Couldn't stay off the fucking juice. I watched that Iron Claw film in Australia. That was class.
Oh, aye, I can't wait to see that. I'm going to go see that next week because I've got time.
That's good. Aye. Aye.
That's a horrendous story.
Very funny. The movie leaves out one of the brothers.
Was it?
When I Googled after it, I was like, which one was Chris? And they were just like, we left Chris, the director's like, we literally left him out. The film's too ridiculous as it is. We couldn't we couldn't pack in the grief.
Yeah.
And then add another one.
Yeah.
They were just like, too much.
Because I didn't know a huge amount about them until later on. Like when I was a wee boy, I only knew the Texas Tornado because he was.
Okay.
He was Kerry Von Erich.
Oh, I remember the Texas Tornado. Why the fuck? I must have missed that in the film.
He possibly didn't become the Tornado in the film because very much about his bigger brothers.
Aye, okay.
But he ended up fucking killing himself as well.
Oh, there was a whole lot.
I think he shot himself in a shower or some shit.
I know what he does.
Right, okay.
He does shoot himself, yeah.
Right, but, okay.
Yeah.
Right, since we're back, thank you very much as well for... We find it very funny that American History X is now our most popular ever episode.
What were you looking for, really? I feel like there's at least 500 people in there trying to catch us slipping.
I had to... So
that's so funny.
Normally the week of films, when I know the film's got like... Because sometimes people make soundtracks for films on Spotify.
Yeah.
That aren't... Sometimes the soundtracks to films are fucking class.
Oh God, yeah.
And then I knew that people would have made... American History X soundtracks, and I knew a lot of them would be like country southern rock, which I like. So I'd been searching on Spotify American History X, and then when I pick the kids up from school, they just get my phone and they search for like Taylor Swift and shit like that. So I get home and my daughter goes, why you keep searching for something called American History X, right? And I didn't want to tell her, really kick-ass racist film about neo-Nazis, right? I'll show it to you sometime. I just had to pretend it was a podcast I was looking for about American history.
Jesus Christ. Did you imagine if you came back and your daughter's sitting there like mad into screwdriver? It's your fault. The white man marches on. No, we can't do that. Back to Tete. Why does she do a version? Imagine.
But yeah, cheers for that. So, after a serious topic this week, I thought I would bring us back to, not reality, but some more fun-filled madcap film.
Fucking mad film.
So, we are doing the original Batman, the only Batman, the 1989 Tim Burton's Batman.
Yeah.
Now, I was nervous getting into this because I love this film.
Okay.
Fucking love it. Largely because of the time I saw it.
Yes.
I got it. So this came out in 89, so I was 8 years old. And it was... So you won't remember this. I don't hugely remember this, but it was massive. Like, it's pretty much the first event film. Like,
okay,
marketing,
right. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
McDonald's toys. Like, a huge build-up. Like, they showed, like, a teaser trailer... Like the Christmas before it was released.
Okay.
And that was the first time a teaser trailer had been done. And people were like, fucking queues around the block, all this shit. And I didn't see it at the cinema. Because it was a 12 or like, I think the equivalent of a 12 or something like that. I don't think 12 was actually even a thing, and maybe a 15. But I got it bought on video for my Christmas. I always used to get bought, my uncle used to buy me like 3 VHSs every single year.
Great.
At Christmas, right? And that year was a fucking vintage year, right? Check this out for a bizarre combination.
The Mask.
No. Batman. Clear and Present Danger.
Clear and right? Present Danger.
The Harrison Ford IRA
yeah,
film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that is that.
No, I don't know.
No, that's not. Clear and Present Danger is the one.
What's IRA? On. Not Devil's Own. No, not Devil's Own.
Oh, fuck. We need to find that out.
Oh, God. The Jackal.
No, shit.
That's not the Jackal. I know the film.
Yeah. Sean Bean's in it.
He's in everything, though.
Ryan.
He's the white guy, films. Samuel L. Jackson.
This is
Sean Bean. Turns up around everything.
Right, films. Patriot Games.
Patriot Games.
Patriot Games. The first time that Harrison Ford played Jack Ryan after Alec Baldwin had been him in Red October. So I got Batman, Patriot Games, and the Eddie Murphy sex comedy Boomerang.
I remember fuck's sake, Boomerang. What a year. What a year. Blue Streak.
So that was a great film with Jamie Lee Curtis in it. Yeah. So I love this film, but it has been discussed quite a lot in our friendship group because Sloss is a massive Batman fan, and I argue that I've never said that this is the best Batman film.
Yes.
That's The Dark Knight. I've never said it's the best Joker. That's obviously Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
But I contend to this day that Michael Keaton is still the best Batman.
Right. I have... So what do you thought I was going to hate this film?
Yes.
I don't hate it. There's a couple of things I will say, right?
Yeah.
Michael Keaton mm-hmm. is definitely the best Bruce Wayne.
See, I disagree.
I think he's the best Bruce Wayne I've seen. I did like him. I think he was great in it. Actually, he was a good Batman too.
Yeah.
I kind of like some of the other Batmans, but that's only because of like advancing movies rather than anything that they did. I think the Joker was shit.
Really?
I thought he was shit from the start.
Oh.
I fucking hated him. I thought the film was pretty... there was so much of it because I fucking... first of all, it was... when the film starts, it was like... I forgot it was directed by Tim Burton.
Yeah.
And I went, great. I'm going to fucking hate this. Right? And then it was like... in a massively left field choice. All music performed by Prince.
Did you not know Prince?
I was sitting there going,
yes.
What? I was just... it's like watching the boy in the striped pajamas. Like all music done by Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Are you sure? Has that gone off?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Has that gone off?
Why did that happen?
I don't know.
Oh,
It might. We'll just continue on.
Yeah.
Well, it's back on, but we may literally have no video for this one.
Yeah.
But anyway, Grant. I didn't know Prince was in it. Yeah, that was quite bad. I thought Gotham looked amazing in it.
Yeah.
Because it was like a comic book.
Yep.
But also kind of real.
I love the way it looks. You don't really know when it's set.
Yes.
Because it does look like kind of 1920s Dick Tracy, hard-boiled comic book kind of stuff. But it could also be modern and just grim. And
Yeah. No, I thought it was... I don't even know where to fucking start. It is a lot to deal with.
Yeah, it's a jam-packed...
Yeah. I like that. I love the Batmobile.
Yep. Best Batmobile. Yep.
Definitely. There's some cracking lines the Joker has.
I think it's the best Bat suit as well.
I like the yellow.
Yeah, I feel the yellow.
Because that's when you were a kid, it was always the yellow symbol. Yeah. And I like, because even at the very end, they had the Bat signal to you. And I was like, yes, good Bat. Yeah. So I definitely think that aesthetically, I liked it mm-hmm. because it was like, I think it was the newest Batman tried to copy it, but make it more thing, as in darker.
Yeah.
The other one, because The Dark Knight was just New York.
Yeah.
But this one, I was like, when I look at Gotham, I was like, I'd love to go to a Gotham comedy club.
Oh, yeah. Fucking
bet
class.
You're unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's unfairly judged because we've seen Nolan's Batman.
Yeah, it's different. I tried to completely forget about that. The Joker as well. I just presumed it was a different Joker.
And what people like Danny don't realize is, like, up until this point, Batman was literally the 1960s TV show.
Adam West.
Which I enjoy a lot, but it's campy as fuck.
Yeah.
And there is campiness to this, but it is fucking... I mean, there's some dark shit in this. Yeah. Batman, first of all, I think he's the best Batman. I think he's probably the most accurate Bruce Wayne because he is fucking weird.
Yeah.
And he's a lunatic. I mean, he's a genuine lunatic that has no social skills.
Yeah.
I still think Affleck's Bruce Wayne is the best.
Jesus Christ, that's
a
fucking...
I think Affleck's Batman's terrible, but I think his Bruce Wayne is good.
Right. Because I out of left field, I think Robert Pattinson's Batman is the best, but he's the worst Bruce Wayne.
Possibly. Oh, he's definitely the worst Bruce Wayne. He's an awful Bruce Wayne.
Dreadful, but in the series, fucking brilliant.
Oh, the wee emo Bruce Wayne is awful. But you might be right, actually. He is good.
I do have a think, what I've seen was in the suit, I thought he was the best Batman.
Outside,
he's dreadful.
But, like, so this was... Like, folk went mental when... Because I never really get into this comic book geeky shit.
I know what it is already.
What?
No kill rule.
Yeah.
Love is no kill... I love that he ditched it and just started
He kills hundreds of people in this.
Loved it.
Like, he launches guys off fucking buildings.
I love when he's fucked a couple of lads off a building. I was like, wait a minute, this isn't...
He just opened fires on a fucking crowd. Like, he couldn't care less about killing anyone.
Like a millionaire would.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's what I like about it. He's a proper... Because... Like, folk going, like, because folk lost the shit when Keaton was given this. But this was pre-internet, before anyone could put it up on Twitter or have a whiny video about it on TikTok. So people were, like, actually writing letters to Warner Brothers going, this is a fucking disgrace.
That's so
because
funny.
Keaton had only really been in comedies up until this point. And so I've got I think he works as Bruce Wayne because he is... He's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
Well.
There's parts in it. Yeah, I did. This is why I liked him, because it was. I did think like that was to me what Bruce Wayne was like, even in the kind of like cartoons.
Yeah.
Even when I watched it, I was told that you were told me it was actually after the cartoons or after this.
But no, the cartoons were because of this film.
Yeah. So like that made sense to me. I did watch them and think. I'm pretty sure I have seen this when I was a kid, but I don't actually remember any of it when I watched it.
There's a bit. It's one of my favourite bits in the whole film, when the Joker turns up to Kim Basinger's house and Keaton's already there as Bruce Wayne because they're pumping. And then he doesn't back down from the Joker at all. And then he tells him a story and then he just grabs the fucking fire, the poking fire thing.
Oh, aye,
and he just goes, hey, you want to get nuts? Come on, let's get nuts. And I was like, yes. And I was like, that's fucking, the guy's a psychopath. So I got other people that were, because everybody considered for Batman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Everybody, basically, the action, like Mel Gibson. Yeah.
What?
These are people that were considered for Batman before.
I was sitting there going,
Michael Keaton, right? Yeah, Mel Gibson wouldn't work. Kevin Costner, no.
Nah. No.
Charlie Sheen.
I can see why they thought Kevin Costner. Charlie Sheen. Fuck guy. No, he runs on Tiger Blood.
Tom Selleck.
Dying of AIDS in the top of a fucking...
I know.
Charlie Sheen dying of AIDS.
He's actively taking the Joker's chemicals. He fucking acts his chemicals up. Just snorting vats.
Charlie Sheen in the fucking thing, right, yeah.
Tom Selleck.
I would like to have seen it. But
Selleck?
You would know who he is because of the mustache coming out of his... Is that Tom Selleck?
A Magnum. What are you? A Magnum. So yeah, but Selleck was offered out. Selleck was nearly Indiana Jones as well.
Ooh,
it's a fucking huge star, Tom Selleck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Harrison Ford.
Nah, he's already done too much.
You can't be Han Solo and Batman.
And Indiana Jones.
And Indiana. Oh, fuck, of course.
Aye. What are you up to? Like, aye. Pick a lane, mate.
It was almost Pierce Brosnan. He was the first pick.
Man, I would have loved that. But also that... Because he does have a bit of a Bruce Wayne-y...
Oh, absolutely.
Already.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, I don't know if he's not... He's dark enough.
I don't know.
It's not that he's dark enough, because I mean, his actions were darker other than what he was saying.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That might have been good.
Because he was cat. He was like the first choice, and then he said no because he didn't. He said no because he didn't want to get caught up in a franchise. And then became Bond.
What a fucking.
But I think he was. You know the story about Pierce Brosnan with Bond.
No.
So Pierce Brosnan was always. I mean, I think I've always said that. He's not my favourite Bond. I love Pierce Brosnan as Bond. I think if you had to draw James Bond, you would draw Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
I think he's the guy that most looks like James Bond.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
I would agree with that, yeah.
He was always going to be Bond after Roger Moore.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
He was always going to be. It was like fucking cast iron. But he was in a TV show called Remington Steele.
Yeah.
He was like a detective kind of
it was
shit.
Like Taffin?
Yeah. they wouldn't release him from the contract. They just fucking point blank, and he was like, James Bond, and they were like, no, we're not releasing you. And so he was like properly gutted, like suicidal gutted. And then he got brought back for Goldeneye after Dalton.
Fucking hell.
But I mean, so I think he must have been sitting there going,
if you don't,
I'll be Bond next.
Yes, yeah,
so I don't want to be Batman as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fucking hell.
The one, right, one more before they settled in Keaton.
Okay.
And this would have been fucking wild.
Is it going to be, let me guess.
Right.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
No, it's his mentor.
Okay.
Bill Murray. Right. When they first had the idea of doing Batman, right?
I could kind of see it.
It was going to be Bill Murray as Batman. Ivan Reitman from Ghostbusters was going to direct it.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy was going to be Robin.
Okay, right.
And Willem Dafoe was going to be the Joker.
Wait a minute, so they got the black guy and called him Robin? Fuck's sake. Christ, it would have
been fucking mental.
That would have been insane. I would have loved to have seen it. I hate when you hear some things like that.
Yeah.
You're always... Like, was it the first... The Matrix, wasn't it? That was Will Smith.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Will Smith. Yeah.
That would have been so much
worse. It's just such a different film.
It's a completely different film.
The only other people... So they always wanted Nicholson for the Joker.
Okay.
Willem Dafoe was going to be...
Way better already. It would have been so much better.
It was... So Nicholson said no to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they offered it to Robin Williams.
Okay.
Which would have been good. It was pretty much set to start. And the story goes that they only offered it to Robin Williams so they could lure Nicholson in. So they basically said, hey, we've got someone. And Nicholson went, do you know what? I'll do it.
Yeah.
They had to fuck off Robin Williams. And... Robin Williams was like gutted, and I think Robin Williams was then offered the Riddler before Jim Carrey.
Okay.
And he said, nah, fuck you. But so I get why people don't like Nicholson's Joker.
Yeah.
Right? It is very over the top.
Yeah, that was stupid.
The fact that he just goes all in every single scene.
Yeah, he should be. Yeah.
And what I love about Jack Nicholson. By this stage, is Jack Nicholson is just playing Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Do you know what I thought a better Joker was? Old Costigan from The Departed.
Yes.
If that character became the Joker, I would have been like that.
But do you not see, like, there are parallels between the two of them?
Yeah, I do. Do you know what it was? Like, do you know what most of it...
Seen the bit in Departed where they're in the porno cinema.
Yes,
and he pulls a dildo out. Imagine him in Joker makeup.
Yeah,
and it wouldn't be that. Well,
my main problem is I can't believe they were like, yes, that'll do for the Joker makeup. I thought it was the fucking shittest thing I've ever seen in my life. I thought it was so shite. I understand what they're doing. It's just pretty basic, blah blah blah.
Yeah, but I mean,
I'm not trying to even compare it to the thing, but I just went.
They don't give him as interest in a backstory as they do in The Dark Knight.
I don't mind that.
Because with The Dark Knight, you've generally got no idea how he became this much of a psychopath.
Yeah.
Because his story changes constantly. So
You're
just like, this guy's a fucking lunatic.
Just a madman.
Like, but with this, he's already a psycho. I mean, he's already a cold-blooded gangster killer.
Yeah.
And then he becomes maniacal because he gets dropped in a vat of acid.
Yes. I, as you know...
Which none of it's explainable scientifically. I don't know why he wouldn't just drown.
I love that. That was the scene in the new Spider-Man when he was like, remember when Jimmy Fox's character's chatting to the...
Yeah.
He's like, you got to watch where you fall.
Yeah.
I fell into a super collider. Got to watch where you fall.
Yeah.
It's great.
But I love... So the reason Nicholson got it was... He ended up getting paid something like $90 million for this.
Fucking hell.
Because it's essentially his film.
Yeah,
He's in it way more than Batman is.
Yeah.
He's got the top billing on the poster as well.
That was
one of his demands. He had three demands, right? That was the first demand. He wanted to be top billing. And I kind of love when actors pull that dick swinging shit.
Okay, right.
Yeah. I like it. It's that there's a story about the Towering Inferno where Steve McQueen and Paul Newman refused... to give each other, because they hated each other, they refused to give each other top billing. So they're both top billing. But then there was a massive argument over whose name came first on the left, because most people read left to right. I fucking love that.
That
level of pettiness and insecurity is
fucking funny.
So, he demanded top billing, which they gave him easily. He demanded a certain fee for acting in it, but then a cut of all the merchandise. So he obviously went...
I know what's happening.
Fucking go.
Yeah.
And the best one is, he refused to work any day that the Knicks were playing. Just absolutely refused.
I love that.
So he could watch them. Absolutely point blank refused.
That's so funny.
Like, and that, if the Knicks are playing, I'm not working that day.
Yeah, that's great. I'm a big fan of that.
That is class.
In fairness, I wasn't with him there to most of it. I mean, he's clearly a dodgy lad, Jack Nicholson.
Oh, aye.
You know, you've seen all the, like, many court things about, like, Roman Polanski and all that.
Yeah, it's always just,
it was in Jack Nicholson's house. Yeah. In his hot tub, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, the man's lived a fucking life. Like, I mean, Jesus Christ, some of the shit that he'll have got up to.
Yeah, insane. Yeah. I have stuff here about, there's a scene at the very start, you know, when they're walking through a dangerous street, you know, the ones get mugged, and they have the biggest map.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing. Yeah. A massive, like, 4-foot map walking through the dangerous street going, like, I mean, it's like bringing a rape whistle to prison. You're just asking for that stitch.
There's so much about that mugging at the start that doesn't. Because the dad tries to get a taxi, then just lets someone steal the taxi off him and his family. Then, rather than wait around where there are clearly taxis passing all the fucking time, goes, let's just make a walk for it down this alley. So he tells the kid to put the map away. I know where I'm going. What, down the alley? Is that where you were going? Aye. And while they're going down the alley, a hooker tries to pick up the kid. <That's> goes, hey, baby, you looking for some action? But to the kid. And you're like, what? The kid's about 8.
Yeah, good stuff. Imagine the kid was like, ah, you again. Yeah. Ah, you again.
Not tonight, Angel. Just slapped her in the arm.
Yeah. It's been a couple of days since you've cranked my hog.
I love the fact that those two guys are clearly junkies at the start.
Oh, yeah. It was very much like, I hope these people get mugged forever. They may as well have started shit like, oh, Sherry, have you remembered your bum bag? You know, you're just asking, to like, what more do you want?
See, I love that whole scene when the one guy's shitting himself.
I enjoyed that too.
Because the guy's going like, ah, fucking, there's American Express and there's cash. And the guy's going, why do we got to do up here? And he's like, what, are you scared? And he's like, oh, you heard what happened to fucking Johnny Gobbs? And
oh, like, what? That's right, yeah.
The bat got him. The bat! Shut up, the bat! And then you just see him fucking glide down.
That was good, aye.
And I love the introduction where he's like,
just gliding in.
Don't kill me, man, don't kill me. I'm not going to kill you.
Tell everyone.
And tell your friends.
What are you?
I'm Batman. I was like, yes.
Oh, is that the one? Do you know what'd be funny though? You know, he jumps off the building, like where the thing, and the guy runs and looks down, and he's gone. But imagine if he was just splattered.
Yeah.
Just splattered Batman in a bat suit, and he goes, "Oh, right, no, he wasn't."
I tell you one thing that I don't like about. I was trying to explain this to Sloss as well. The fact that it was Keaton's idea to have a growlier voice for Batman.
Okay, yeah.
His never becomes ridiculous. His is just a lower tone of voice.
Yeah.
Whereas Christian Bale, I find farcical at some points.
Swear to me! Yeah.
You're like, you don't need to go that fucking deep, man.
Where are they?
So, I like that. The one thing, I think the Batsuit looks cool. I think it is the most inefficient thing to fight when.
Yeah.
Because he does very little fight. There's a lot of kicking.
Yeah, he gets proper battered a couple of times.
Oh, I guess.
I remember the one where he just fell into the bins.
Yeah.
And he got up and someone just shot him.
Yeah. Point blank,
like,
yeah.
I was like, what the fuck's this?
But all of his fighting is literally leg work.
Oh, he front kicks a dude.
Yeah.
Like in the sternum.
Yeah. But he's got no upper body movement at all. Yeah. He can't move his fucking neck. There, at no point can he move his neck.
He's RoboCop, essentially.
There's a bit where he's driving in the Batmobile and Kim Bassinger speaking to him, and he has to go with his eyes.
Oh,
and I'm like, how the fuck did he pass his test? How is he checking his mirrors ever? Like, I don't imagine you check your mirrors in the Batmobile.
Yeah.
But fucking hell, man.
You know, she keeps looking as well, just trying to look at his face closely when she first meets him in the cave, and he keeps like looking away, like, nope. He's moving his whole body trying to get a thing. Was it him or not? Was it the older journalist that went, hello, legs?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he must know her. And then he goes, anyway, introduced himself. Then.
What sexism in this film.
Oh, so funny. Hello, legs.
A lot of horny people in this film.
Oh, yeah. The Joker?
The Joker is horny as...
as they come.
Fuck.
Horny as they come.
Like...
he sees a picture of her, doesn't he? And he just goes, whoa!
Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, Ho Chi Minh.
That's what I think that's like, you know, they always go about like villains' motivations. And that's what Ledger's is so good at, because there is no real motivation.
Yeah, just
he just wants to cause absolute fucking chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all he wants. So he wants a laugh. Whereas in this,
he wants a laugh.
Nicholson is literally motivated by getting his hole. Yeah. That's it. That's the only reason he does any of this. It's the only reason he does it at the start, because he shags fucking Jack Palance's bug.
That's
how he ends up as the Joker. Then when he is the Joker, he decides to just take down an entire city just so he can pump Kim Basinger, which is fair enough, because fucking Jesus, Kim Basinger. Good God.
Kim Basinger,
yeah.
No, it is Basinger.
But I don't know.
What show is that? Remember, I don't know how to say this. Kim Basinger? What's that in? That's in a film.
I can't think.
I don't know how to say this. It's fucking Family Guy. It's a Family Guy scene, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I don't really know her by her, like, LA Confidential.
She's incredible.
I didn't really notice it was her, to be honest. I had to Google who the fuck it was.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You never seen, what's the Mickey Rourke soft porn film?
The Wrestler. You sure?
It was a soft porn film. Well, it's not soft porn, but I'm fairly certain you see them pumping quite a bit.
Mickey Rourke.
Very young. Yeah. I think she was married to Mickey Rourke. I think she was married to Baldwin as well.
Alec?
Yeah.
Big Alec?
No, Billy.
Billy Baldwin?
Stephen.
Stephen Baldwin. Honestly. I think you're punching a wee bit there, Stephen. I think you're punching a wee bit. There's this camera off again.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It just went off, so continue on. There's going to be like a couple of parts where
I find out what this Kim Basinger film was called.
Where there's going to be like,
what age do you think she is now?
What age I think Kim Basinger is? 60?
70.
Oh, well.
Wow. She was also in a Bond film.
What was she?
But I didn't know that.
No, I did not.
Never seen ever again.
Okay, I'll try.
9.5 weeks. That's, of course, you must know 9.5 weeks.
I've never seen it.
Oh, of course, I'm forgetting what age you are. That was like a proper wankathon for kids my age. Like, oh my good God, 9.5 weeks.
Was it the Into the Blue of the...
It was. Fucking 9.5 weeks I spent in my bedroom, I tell you that much.
For fuck's sake. By the way, I have another couple of things. Right? It's not Albert, is it? No, Alfred.
Alfred.
Albert.
Albert.
Mere Albert.
I don't think
it's Alfred.
I don't think there's ever an Albert's become a family butler. This is my butler.
Prince Albert.
Please get the door. Albert.
It's a proper Alfred. But because I hated Michael Caine's Alfred.
Yeah.
Because it was just full of fucking giving advice. And really, there's parts of it in The Dark Knight where I'm just like, do you know what, Mel? Do you see what I built here? Aye. I am a millionaire. I'm Batman.
Yeah.
And you're a butler.
Yeah. You're also staying at home.
Yeah.
You've got no fucking idea what I'm out there doing.
He's also fucking treated like shit always. He's like, oh, you shouldn't be going out there fighting. You're going to get hurt. And he's like, how do you not get it in your head that I am Batman by now? And also, this one as well, you know, they keep just going like, his family is my closest thing. And then you're just like, he still do the fucking laundry though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But he'll always be the fucking butler. I know he's got more, you know, he's taking care of the big parties. He's more of an event planner.
Yeah. Yeah. He's PR.
He's PR, yeah. That's a real old looking Alfred there, you know. That guy was a butler.
Aye. Oh, yeah. He served the Waynes for a good while.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really weird bit, just while it's in my head.
Hmm.
See, after Bruce Wayne and Vicky Vale shag the very first night they meet.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is my main problem with the film. They have her set up well.
Mm-hmm.
Strong, independent thing. Tells the guy, they have the weird thing with the other guy working in the place.
The photographer, yeah.
Tells him to kind of like, you know, fucks off. But and then spends one night with Bruce Wayne, and next thing she's a fucking damsel in distress the whole time. And I was like, all right, this was actually set up for a good character, and then they just met her a fucking bimbo.
The old De Niro.
Bit of dush.
The old Benjamins, that's all it is. But also, she pumps him the very first night, but she's pissed, but he's not.
Yes, that's right.
She's wrecked.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm very drunk, and you seem absolutely fine. And he's like, yeah.
Oh no.
Just slip the old bat condom on.
Oh god. It was a bad condom. It's on.
Just wings. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Why's it yellow?
Oh no. Yeah. Close in the dark.
When he wakes up, when after the bat cock.
He pushes the button and then the little fall just flips out. Jesus.
The Bangkok.
Just sitting at dinner. The signal goes up on the roof. What does that mean? You know what that fucking means.
Kerplunk.
See when he wakes up. When he wakes up in the middle of the night and she wakes up and just finds him hanging from that thing bat. You go in another room, man.
She goes, you might be. Imagine she was like, you're Spider-Man. I'm not Spider-Man. Batman. I don't know. Spider, that's ridiculous.
Who the fuck's Spider-Man? Yeah,
it's ridiculous. You hear what you're fucking saying, the Batman.
Yeah, bats eat spiders. Read a fucking book, Basinger.
Oh, God.
Do you know, right, there's a part where is it the first time they meet when the guy's like walking through Bruce Wayne's house and just going like, this is shit.
Yeah.
This is ugly.
He's got all the military outfits.
I like that. But and she just goes like, when Bruce Wayne says to her, you've got a wonderful eye, and he jumps out and goes, some say she's got two.
Yeah.
She's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. I've never seen a guy more gooseberry in my life. Because like, they're clearly in each other and he keeps winding in with these one-liners. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, journalist.
Yeah, I've been that guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You probably get two for one on that. Shut up. Would you try and shut up? Fuck's it. Do you know what Alfred as well is trying to, like, Alfred's trying to help him get laid, you know, and telling him stories to her. Uh-huh. It cuts in, like, mid-story, so you don't really know what the story is. And then he just basically goes, so, yeah, that was the last time I brought Bruce horse riding. Man was covered in shit, and everybody goes, it's like, fuck's sake.
You know, I would love that scene.
If it came in someone horrific.
One of Christopher Reeves' Superman. That's the last time I took Clark Kent horse riding.
Oh, God.
Not so super now, yeah, are you, yeah, Clark?
Yeah. Kryptonite wasn't what killed him, it was pebbles. A couple of dodgy pebbles and a 6-foot fall.
Just Lex Luthor looking at that going, what? A horse riding accident?
Dressage?
I've gone to space to kill this guy.
A harvesting kryptonite.
A pony trick? What?
Be great if the thing was like absolutely horrific to the story when they come in. And you know what? It may have been Bali, but that kid was only 4 years old. We thought it was a boy. Anyway, I'll leave you two at it. He's like, all right, thank you for that, Alfred. Thank you for that, Alfred.
Good night, sir.
Yeah. Good night, sir. I'll have... He goes, it'd be great if he said something like, I'll have, I presume you two will be frequent. I'll have the monkey suit out on the bed.
He's
like, and she's like, what's the monkey suit? Don't worry about it. I've had the bat cock washed. Yeah, I've had the Bangkok sterilized. Bruce, Alfred, get out of here, please.
Get down the back cave. Is this all of the Bangkoks hanging off dry? What are these?
Oh, that's my sheath. Oh, sheath. God of Almighty.
Just in the middle of shacking her. Hanging her off the bed. Don't drop me. I'm not going to drop you. I want you to tell all your friends about me. Who are you? I'm Batcock.
Oh, man. Oh, God. You know, the doctor's joker, the Joker's doctor is my favorite.
Yeah. Dude,
where he was just like,
surgeon.
He was like, I've tried my best here. Your nerves are severed. And then he just... It like pans to like a little thing full of like bloodied wooden cutlery.
Oh, that I know. I remember that as a kid and going, Jesus, that's really? So grim.
Jeez, I had to do my best. Oh. And then he just bursts out laughing, which was good. I liked the laughing. I thought he was going to kill him. I actually enjoyed the fact he didn't kill him. I would have been annoyed if he just got killed the surgeon. Yeah. He just left laughing his head off.
Yeah.
Oh, God. The guy that he kills, the guy he shoots in the big apartment, what do you call him?
Jack Palance.
Jack Palance, when he does... when he comes in and the guy goes, is that you, Sugar Pops?
Yeah.
What a tragic last few words.
Yeah.
Is that you,
Sugar Bump?
Yeah.
No, it ain't me.
And he's just like, oh my God. No, it's okay. I'm going to die of embarrassment now anyway. So, Sugar Pops. Is that you, Badcock? How much is he fucking hammering?
Like, you said he's got some class lines. The Joker.
Well, you got one of the worst lines too.
What?
The worst lines was like, are you insane? Well, I thought I was a Pisces.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, fucking kill yourself. That is shite. Yeah. But this is, like, see, when I was a kid, this was a quotable film.
Okay, right.
Like, obviously, the Do You Ever Dance with the Devil by the Pale Moonlight?
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
When he shoots Bruce Wayne, he goes, never rub another man's rhubarb.
That's funny. Yeah, that's great.
I love the bit where he does the impression of when he becomes the mob boss and he does the impression of Jack Palance.
He's going,
remember, Bob, you are my number one.
I like that very loyal henchman for no reason.
He's a guy, right? I learned this when I was reading about this film. He isn't even an actor. He's just Nicholson's pal. That was another condition of him doing it. He was like, I want my pal to be the main henchman.
Benny Nicholson's in. Benny Nicholson. Are you sure he's going to be able to do this? He's a postman.
He's a good guy, but...
he's a good guy, but he's got a bit of money trouble.
You always know where you are with this guy, right?
Yeah. He is my number one guy, so this will work.
The
handshake?
That's great. That's a great scene.
Surely it would like fry his own hand too, but let's
not. Because he's got a glove and it's transferring the electricity straight into the guy.
Oh, he doesn't have makeup in that scene.
He has makeup on. This is what I had to explain to Isla last night because we were watching.
Oh, that's right.
Because
his face is burnt.
So his face is pure white because of the chemicals, and his hair's green. So he has to put peach makeup on to look human.
He looked like a Kardashian.
He does. Yeah, he does. He does. But see, because that scene is very, very like the same scene where, I mean, it's a lot cooler in The Dark Knight. You have to compare them all the time because The Dark Knight is just a phenomenal film.
Yeah, it's just a different type of thing. Yeah.
But that scene where the Joker goes to meet all the crime bosses and he does the pen trick, it's very similar.
Yes,
it's set exactly the same. He's sitting at the top of the table. They're all dubious and they're all going, who the fuck's this freak?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the guy goes again and then he goes, I love that when he's electric. He goes, ooh, I got a live one here. And the guy's head shrinks.
Yeah.
His head burns so much it fucking shrinks.
He looks like he has sweets up as like Marlon Brando in the good.
See, a thing I didn't notice as well, right? I always thought that it was... getting dropped into the vat of chemicals that gave him the smile. It's not. When he tries to shoot Batman, Batman puts his suit up and ricochets off the wall and hits Nicholson in the face. And you can see him, it basically slashes him right there.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
what creates the smile.
You got a wee Chelsea smile.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Fucking whatever credit card, wasn't
just
it?
Just a wee thing I noticed.
Oh no, you have Chelsea. It was Glasgow, wasn't it?
I've heard it called both.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's one of the
probably one in every country.
It's one of the most brutal tortures I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
That
mine's I think the bamboo ones are my favorite.
What's that one?
Did you ever see that? They used to do it in Vietnam and stuff. So they would they lay you flat on they cut like a load of bamboo off. So they cut it flat. And lie on it and keep you on it like pressured, but bamboo grows really quick, so it just slowly grows through you because it'll pierce your skin. It doesn't think so. You lie on bamboo, and then within like a week, it just starts slowly going.
Fucking
just
hell.
Grows through you, so like bamboo grow clean through you.
Oh
it doesn't stop.
God Almighty!
That's a good.
That's horrendous.
That's a good old torture technique.
Fuck! If you don't know the credit card one is where gangsters used to. I'd heard it in Glasgow. Glasgow smile and a Chelsea smile.
Yeah,
and they'd get you up against the wall. They'd put a credit card or a bank card or a Blockbuster card in between your mouth, so you'd be like that, and then they'd slash you there and there, and then they'd take it out and you would scream and a smile would just appear.
Yeah, right, yeah. Up there. Nice.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever heard of another really bad one I heard of? The Nazis used to do this. They used to get boiling hot tar, right? And you know how, like, if someone's paving a road, there'll be a mound of tar just sitting there that they'll spade off, shovel off onto the ground. So they would have that, and they'd just get prisoners of war or prisoners in concentration camps and chuck them and land them back first onto the tar.
So tarred and feathered, is that
what you're doing? No. Tarred and feathered was when... The tarred and feathered was more of a kind of... humiliation
thing. A laugh, aye.
Where they would cover somebody with tar, cover them with feathers, and then march them through the streets. Yeah. This was, they'd throw them on the tar, they'd land on the tar on their back, and the natural instinct is to run away, but the skin would stick to the tar, so you'd basically just run away and leave the entire skin of the back of your body on the tar.
Good. Disgusting. Well, yeah. And there's ones that are like, oh, you just missed listening to Metallica for a week.
Yeah. My one is, I subject them to the back cock.
Yeah.
10 hours of back cock.
Are you sure that's going to fit? I don't care.
No, back cock.
That's so fucked. What do you think happened to Riddler? Are you sure you like his body with his arse blown clean out?
Before we talk about Prince. Yes, the Batmobile is very, very cool.
Good Batmobile.
Very, very cool.
Thought it was the best.
Cool as fuck when he says shields. And it just becomes like an armadillo and an armor tank. Cool as fuck when he sends it to the factory, sends it in the shields, and then just drops the wee bomb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was fucking fun.
I don't quite know why you had to shoot the batarang wire to go around the corner.
No, and my God, did it work? Because it took out the entire town.
Yeah. Oh,
it wasn't even a sharp turn.
A cabbage truck crashes into them. Like, you're like, who's delivering cabbage at that time of night? Like, and why so much cabbage?
He turned around and was like, I can't believe that worked. Also, the Joker's cars were all painted. He made them paint.
That's cool.
I did too. This Joker, though. This Joker loved arts and crafts.
Oh, God.
The man was doing... You're right. So he made them paint all the cars.
Yep.
He had, he was cutting out things out of the whole room.
Makes a collage.
He also made an advertisement. He had a wee camera.
Oh, yeah.
This boy loves it.
Love that Joker.
Fuck's sake.
But that's cool. The fact that the cars are all.
I like that, yeah.
Those saloon cars. I mean, they're purple with green roofs. That's cool.
But it'd be so easily if it's caught if you're the police.
Yeah, of course. But the police are so useless in this.
Yeah, well, you know what? In fairness. That is part of the whole thing. Gotham was meant to be so much crime that the reason why they need a fucking Batman is like, God, we need something to tip us over the top here.
But then most of them are on the take.
Most of the Gotham cops
are on the take. Plus Dent. Harvey Dent in this. You know who that is?
No.
Lando Calrissian.
From
Empire and Jedi.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ. I thought you meant
Billy D. Williams.
I thought you meant like, you sound like a Nazi.
What?
Like Hitler's right hand man, Lando.
The fuck are you talking
Lando,
about?
Lando, what is it? Lando Calrissian?
He wasn't Hitler's right hand. What the fuck are you talking
Sounds
about?
Like, I thought when you went Lando thing, I go, oh, you're the Nazi. Okay, he's in Star Wars, as you're saying.
Do you know, you must know who Lando Calrissian is in Star Wars. God. He's the guy that originally owned the Millennium Falcon.
Yes, I do know.
Yeah.
Okay. Nazi.
For fuck's sake. So anyway,
Star of David Wars.
he was supposed to be Two-Face all the way through, but then they gave it to Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, there we go.
And the guy was pissed.
Harvey Dent. Who's Bob Kane? That was a much better name for a politician.
Bob Kane is, he's one of the original creators of Batman.
Okay.
He was one of the first guys that drew Batman.
Okay, that's Bob a good Kane. Name.
He is very arty. That's what I like. There's wee subtle bits dropped in all the way through, because when he's looking up Jack Napier, who is the guy who becomes a Joker, and he said he studied at Gotham College or something, specializing in arts and chemistry.
It makes sense now.
His plan's good.
Well, I'd love to get some of that gas stuff or the newswoman that burst out laughing. I fucking love
that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was like, oh, God, someone gave her poppers.
Or that fucking smelling sauce.
She just started giggling. I thought that was pretty funny.
I like the fact that he's not just poisoning the population. He's doing it in a way where they don't know they're being poisoned, because he's put it in such a way that it'll only happen if you mix certain things.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not like oh, he's put it in all the hairspray. Let's just not use hairspray.
Yeah, yeah. He's all the bald guys are fine.
But he's put it in toothpaste.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
It'll react if you have toothpaste, deodorant, and mouthwash.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like there's certain combinations that fucking. I like that.
It's when he poisoned everyone, you know, and then started dancing the prince.
Yeah.
That was the worst scene in the whole film.
Most people think that.
It is the worst thing I've possibly. It's as bad as Spider-Man 3. When he went all emo and started dancing.
I have a soft spot for that.
Thought it was stupid as fuck. One of the guys as well that had died was poisoned, fell down the stairs, right? Uh-huh. But his legs are still up in the air, like,
yeah.
Back up. And I was like, you know, if you're out cold, your legs aren't sticking in the air.
I get why people hate that scene.
Yeah, but it was shite.
What I like about it, I love the song for a start. Pardon Man. Pardon Man.
It's a good song. It's also in...
I'm fairly certain it's only in this.
Nope. Oh, I know what it's in. Right. God, I have a fucking memory on me. It's in The Last Dance, Michael Jordan.
Oh,
there's
is it?
There's a Party Man compilation.
Oh, there you go then.
Him doing fucking slam dunks and it's great. Sorry, that's where it was. It wasn't.
It's a great. It's a good song. It's not the best. The best Prince song in this is when they do the parade.
Yes, yes.
But that I like that because Nicholson just again doesn't give a fuck.
And
just
yeah.
I also love the opening line to that, where they burst into the they've gassed everyone and then he kicks open the door of the museum and he just goes, "Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds."
Love that. I do like the fact that you just said he went to art college. He did stop him from destroying one painting. He was "No, that's a good one." Yeah. That. Yeah. That's pretty good actually.
And
when
then
I think about it.
I like that, and I like the fact that he tries to. That's what's wrong with that scene, right? Because it is so stupid, him dancing around. Even though I quite like it, it is so stupid. But then it gets really sinister. Because then he turns up and Bassinger's sitting there. And then he's given her, this is the first time they meet. And then he brings in Jerry Hall, who's Mick Jagger's wife. Who was the girl he was pumping the crimes boss.
Oh, I wear a big fucking...
Aye. And she's got a mask on. And then he's basically thrown acid in her face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you go, what the fuck's going on here? And then he tries to do it to Bassinger because he's like, just have a smell of my flower.
Oh,
and then acid comes out of it.
Yeah.
And then Batman bursts in through the fucking glass roof.
Yeah, yeah.
Then gets the...
Keep going.
Oh, it's no then at this time. There we go. And then... Then Batman bursts from the glass roof.
Yeah.
And then puts the fucking Batarang thing out and then glides out the door.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Joker goes, "Where does he get those wonderful toys?" And I'm like, there's so many lines in this where you go, oh God, this
wonderful
is awesome, man.
I didn't like his character whatsoever, but he did have good lines. I did like my favorite character is... I'd love to have a guy that you hire just to bring a ghetto blaster around with you.
Oh, yeah, he's amazing, yeah.
What?
He looks like a Victorian strongman. Yeah. He's got a big handlebar moustache.
It just says here on your CV, mister, that you spent 9 years being the Joker's personal ghetto blaster character.
Yes.
Yes, I did. I didn't touch anyone. I just did the music.
But that's what I would do if I was a supervillain. I'd have a guy following me around, providing me with a personal soundtrack.
That's
like
so
have you never been walking along the street, right?
Yeah.
And you've had your earphones in, and you've been playing music, and at some point a tune comes on, and it either kicks in just as you turn a corner,
yeah,
or just as you step off a train, and then your walk matches it, and you go, this is like I'm in a film. It's like I'm in a film and I've got my own theme tune here.
You're doing
and
that?
You're fucking...
Like you're doing 500 Days of Summer.
You're rocking
around.
Along to fucking Bang Bang by Jesse J.
That used to be a good song. I hate that fucker though.
Still is a good song.
Jesse J was a disaster. I'm glad that was a flash in the pan. Fuck that.
a gash in the pan, if rumors are to be believed.
I don't even think it is rumors. I think it's pretty obvious.
Oh, well.
Do you see, like, you know, I already said when he falls into the bins and he just gets up and gets shot, but she tries to take a fucking picture with the flash and, like,
yeah,
and then he gets shot. Oh, yeah. You deserve to, again, yeah, deserve to die for that.
He rips the shit out of her as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because when they try to go up and he goes, how much do you weigh?
Yeah.
108 pounds. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he goes back and goes, you weigh a lot more than 108 pounds, you fat bitch.
That's right.
It's basically going, you fat lying bitch.
And then when she finds out he's Batman, is she? She's just going to go, like, wait a minute, did you call, it was you?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute, Alice, it was you. You called me fat. I love the way, as well, not only did the Joker have his own ghetto blaster, he had his own fucking samurai. Some dude.
Yes.
Some dude. But that guy was swinging the sword so hard, he must have been absolutely wrecked. By the time he got 1 yard from Batman, he just kicked him.
Yeah.
Boot him in the head.
Yeah, he is a samurai. He's also got an incredibly hard dude that only appears in the last battle.
Oh,
he kicks the shit out of Batman.
Oh, that's right. Aye, yeah, tank.
That massive,
tank.
Huge guy in the bell tower.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like Bane without the...
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Without
yeah.
the trauma.
What is your opinion on Prince as an artist?
I couldn't be fucked with him.
Best Super Bowl show ever, obviously.
I wouldn't say that.
Easily.
But I didn't, mind you, it probably is. I don't
Playing Purple it. Rain in the rain, come on.
Yeah, well, I would say Katy Perry myself, but good halftime show. You know, I can't even think, so it probably is. It definitely is a thing, but I couldn't be fucked with him. Like, I like Party Man from that thing, because I remember putting it on the Spotify list, so I knew it from that. He seems like a twat.
Now he could suck his own cock.
Could he? That doesn't surprise me. You know what? He treated Sinead O'Connor like shit. I swear I don't like him.
Did he? Did
yeah, he go yeah. out? No, he fucking hated her because of she did like
the Catholic thing.
Nothing compares to you.
Oh, yeah, it's his song. Yeah,
it was his song. She wrote it. Then he started getting pissed off because it did way better than his version. And then she just actively talks about how much of a prick he was to her. So
Dolly Parton did it as well.
Did she?
There's a version of Dolly Parton doing Nothing Compares to You. It's not as good. Like Sinead's is the goat.
Is the goat? Yeah.
Oh,
I've written down a note when Kim Basinger wakes up and feels her tit. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck are they saying? And then she goes, oh, I took the film. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. Because I was like, what the fuck are they about to
say? Do you know, that was a bit, right? So, first of all, we had the bit earlier on where... See, this is stuff that I would never have noticed when I was a kid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the bit where Bruce Wayne shags Vicky Vale and she's drunk and he's not.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Then there's a bit where Batman... It's kind of coming towards her, and he kind of says to her, you've got something else that I want. And she says, what? And then he just puts his cape up, right? And Isla said to her, when we were watching it last night, she went, what did he want? And I was like, I don't actually know what he fucking wanted. I was like, shit. And then she wakes up. And then I thought, has she woken up in Bruce Wayne's house?
That's what I thought.
And has he just pumped her, his back cocked her? Right?
He
took the film. And I was like, oh, I've got... And I was like, that's... Remember she took his photo and that he wanted the film because he doesn't want anyone to see pictures of Batman? I was like, Jesus. Oh, God.
That was the scene. Yeah, I did wake up. She was filled with her tit too. I was like, this is shocking. Oh, my God, I've been milked.
There's a bit. There's a bit at the end. Because the whole last scene... when they fight in the cathedral.
And yeah. Then,
so Batman's largely getting the shit kicked out of him by various henchmen.
Yeah, most of the film. I mean,
yeah, the Joker is dancing with Vicky Vale.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's basically getting ragdolled and dragged about, right?
Is that when she just starts trying to fucking...
That, if you see what she does, right?
She has to like, pretend she's about to suck him off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't notice this either when I was a kid.
I was like, yeah, yeah.
So, like, she... The Joker's dancing with her. She sees that Batman's now on the scene. So she goes, right, I'll create a diversion. So she starts kissing Joker and going, oh, I love purple. Oh, I love your purple wand.
Purple rain's playing in the background.
I love your purple rain all over me.
I've had the back cock. Now time for the funny cock. It's Joker cock. Don't call it funny cock, please. Time for the funny cock.
Come on, time for the tickle stick.
You take it out and it's just another... It's a normal length of spinny things. It sprays acid on her face. That'd be a terrible way to spray acid on her.
From But yeah, so she starts kind of kissing his arm and then moving up and then kissing the side of his neck. And then she just drops to her knees. And then he's clearly got the Nicholson face of, I'm getting sucked off here.
Batman's like, jumping in the mud. Jesus! That's not a diversion.
Imagine Batman held back for a bit. Yeah. Let's see how this plays out.
I've always, there's already loads of Joker porn online.
She's kind of giving a max going,
you can step in any time here, Batman. That's how they bond. You want to get in on this?
Joker's death's awful.
Yeah.
It's a cool death by the fact that he gets hooked up with the gargoyle.
Doesn't make sense. The death physically didn't, physics wise, it didn't make sense.
No, I don't know how he shoots both. He managed to grapple both of them at the same time.
No, not that. He's grappled to the statue and then to the helicopter, mm-hmm. right? The thing falls, mm-hmm. so he's dragged downwards. Mm-hmm. But that means he would still be attached to the helicopter. So unless the helicopter also comes down with him, unless they just try and fucking do, don't show you snapping it.
Well, I know what you mean with the transfer of power.
Yeah.
But I think they're trying to say the thing's heavier than the helicopter.
Yeah, but the helicopter was nowhere to be seen. You'd see a helicopter being dragged out of the fucking sky.
And that wouldn't make any sense. There's no way a gargoyle of a cathedral is heavier than an actual helicopter.
Yeah,
and also not just heavier. Heavy enough that it can combat the power of the blades.
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, no, it is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even mean that. I meant
just
the actual fall is terrible because the effects are just abysmal on it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
He suddenly becomes a tiny wee cartoon Joker that just falls. Yeah, it's awful.
Like I get that at least. I liked he chucked the guy down the shaft as well. Like
that was cool.
It was like great, cool. I like beating people.
That's cool when he acids the big bell and it drops down and nearly kills everybody. Yeah, that's cool.
Yes, yeah, that was good.
And I like the fact when they find the Joker on the ground. And he's got the wee thing laughing.
Oh, that's great. That's very, very cool. I did find it funny, though, by the way, when she goes, why the fuck would she take the Joker's hand when she tried? She fucked them off the building. They're all hanging.
I know.
And then she goes, put her hands up. And then he's just like, basically,
let me give you a hand. And it's a fake hand. Yeah,
yeah. He's
pissing himself laughing.
I enjoyed the part where he pretended that the water was melting him.
Yes. See that? See, that's in that,
that was funny.
Museum scene as well. And then he turns around and goes, boo.
That's great stuff. I have the only other things I have written here is my favorite quote was, and I think this was the Joker in fairness, which was, anyone calls you beast, I'll rip their lungs out.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a good threat. And then I have I said they wrapped it up very ridiculously when they just went in the press conference. Anyway, we wrapped up all of the Joker's men. They were all running around.
I like the fact that the cops take any credit for any of this at all.
Yeah. We got them.
Yeah.
We got all of them. He's like, you didn't turn up at any point, really.
Yeah.
Pretty much he came up. Like, Commissioner Gordon, all he was in this was like a dude that just stumbled in far too late.
Yeah. He's a shit character in this, Gordon. Like, he doesn't make any.
Yeah, which is fine.
He's proper gash in this.
He just goes, what's going on here?
It's very cool when they do the bat signal at the end, like you said.
I did. I like the suit. I liked Gotham. It looked like what I would have had the cartoon like. I thought that was way better.
The scene where he's in the bat wing and it goes up to the moon and creates a silhouette.
Yes.
That's class.
Yes, like, so I liked that. And the car was better and all that. I definitely thought that was better than even the Dark Knight and all that. Look at this. I must have been fucked when I wrote this because my last thing says, I wish you could join it with another film and have Paul Blartman. Paul Blartman, Mall Cop.
Paul Blartman, Mall Knight.
Paul Blartman, Gotham Cop. Paul Blartman. I was like, is that what I had? Paul Blartman. I just wrote Paul Blartman at the end of the film.
You're about to get the Blart cock.
The Paul Blart cock. Actually, most films would be better if you put Paul Blart in it. The Great Escape, Paul Blart. Yeah.
But I loved watching it again. And I cannot express how fucking class it was as a nine-year-old watching this film.
I would say it, because it is...
blew my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched it from things and I was sitting there going like, right, well, this is another one. Like a lot of Tim Burton's, I was like, wasn't here for it.
Yeah.
At and the time.
Do you know what's better? We'll eventually do one day. Batman Returns. It's a better film.
Okay, right.
Better performances as well.
Is that the one with the penguin in it?
One with the penguin and Catwoman.
Okay. Who's Catwoman?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Yeah, it's class. And then we'll just stop doing them after that.
Until fucking Halle Berry was a good Catwoman.
No, she wasn't.
It was just a terrible film.
She wasn't a good Catwoman.
She was a good Catwoman.
No, she wasn't.
She was a good Catwoman. It's one of the worst films.
Terrible Catwoman.
Good Catwoman.
She looked good as Catwoman.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, right, okay.
I said the film's fucking dreadful. Aye. It's one of the worst films
I've
ever
seen. But she's not a good character and not a good Catwoman character.
I hated Anne Hathaway.
So did I. Actually.
I fucking hate Anne Hathaway. I found out she was an Arsenal fan the last day and annoyed the shit.
Why the fuck is Anne Hathaway an Arsenal fan?
I don't even know, but it annoyed me. Is she English?
No. I hate when actors... What is it, like Tom Hanks is a Villa fan?
Aye.
I fucking hate when American actors pick up.
We have Spike Lee's an Arsenal fan. He's an actual Arsenal fan. Most of the games.
You had Bin Laden.
We had Bin Laden.
The absolute king.
We had Bin Laden and Fidel Castro.
Really?
Castro's a big Arsenal fan.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, he's at Arsenal jerseys doing some of the...
Cooney's house had Joseph Kony.
That's so funny.
Joseph Kony and the Zodiac Killer. Both big Queens fans.
Oh, I was about to say William H. Macy, but that's not what I was trying to say. That's that actor from... Remember William H. Macy?
Yeah, he's in Fargo.
Yeah, I was trying to say John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy. William H. Macy, John Wayne Gacy.
Fucking Bin Laden, William H. Macy.
That sounds like one of those things Harry Hill used to do.
What, just like...
William H. Macy, John W. Gacy.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, God.
Right, so that was Batman.
Yes, right. Colin's choice next week.
All right, so I have one DVD left. I have to get back to the old things.
That's a show.
So we have...
I thought you'd have picked some up in Australia.
Nah.
Oh, it's a different...
I didn't even think, but Donnie Darko.
Ooh, interesting.
£1 Donnie Darko here. So
very interesting.
I haven't seen this in a long
time. I've not seen it in years and
Yeah,
years
so I'm wondering how this is going to translate back to me, but we're going for the old Donnie Darko.
I remember enjoying it.
Yeah, I did remember enjoying it. I remember Swayze's a pedo in it.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, and Gyllenhaal's in it, and it's a big scary rabbit. So
yeah, yeah.
It's not to love.
Aye. Aye. I've just something came to my head, but I'll save it for the film.
Cool.
Right.
Keep telling people. We're absolutely delighted with how well the thing's going. Keep downloading and listening, reviewing if you can be arsed.
It's amazing you decided to choose the four ones that weren't filmed right and all over the place is the best. I mean, this one's a bit all over the place as well. You're going to get videos here and it's going to be cutting out and in.
Yeah, I promise we will be back to, even if Kai and Danny are still away in India, I'll bring my camera, which is the same camera that we use.
Yeah, we'll be
I'll
back.
That next
we're all we back and settled we again. We're all back and settled next week.
We will. We're not fucking... This is the talent.
This fucking video's on a bin.
This is the talent, right? We're not people. We're not fucking geeky fucking... look at the angle. Fucking light this bastard, people. We are... All our talent comes from up here and directs right through there to you.
From the Batcock.
Yeah, from the Batcock. Yeah. All of this directly comes from the Batcock.
We've talked about the Batcock for about 40 minutes. Left. All of our talent comes from here. Batcock.
Oh.
The bus is just a symbol in the sky. Oh, someone's getting pumped tonight.
And plugs.
Fucking... I don't even know. Ours just we're not. Is that not? Yeah, it'll be out either tonight or tomorrow.
So if this goes out either tonight or tomorrow morning, then
it will definitely be out by tomorrow
Friday.
Morning.
Either tomorrow or tonight, depending on when you're watching this. Yeah. If you're in Glasgow or surrounding areas, then me and Colin will be at the King's Theatre. There's still some tickets left. There's fucking huge amounts sold. We're both very, very excited for it. It's going to be absolute class. Yes. And I'm going to do this later on Twitter as well, but if there are still some left, to say thank you for everyone that has been listening and watching our podcast. If five of you DM me over any, or DM the Absolute Cuts account, or me, or Cullen, your name, and I'll give you two free tickets.
Yes.
To come tomorrow night, just so there's as many people there as possible. I want to give a question so that we know that people actually fucking listen to this.
All right.
What do you reckon?
What is Batman's most promising weapon?
It can't be from this episode. I'm trying to think what's a trope?
Oh, right. Let me think then. What do we have?
Right. Okay. Here's for every single film, which particular character do we try and find?
There is one
particular character that does something that we try and find in every single film.
Yeah.
So if you get in touch and say that, then I'll give you 2 tickets.
Bingo.
All right. And listen, keep spreading the words. We're not going to kill you. We just want you to tell your friends about us.
We're not going to kill you. We're not going
to
hurt.
We just want you to tell our friends about us. What are we? We're absolute cunts.